The new test measures students against increased state standards in math and language arts. Statewide results show around 30 to 40% of students fully meeting those new levels, depending on the grade. Numbers are a little higher here in Petersburg, with about half of the students in some of the grades meeting those marks. Nevertheless, educators think parents will be surprised by the change in state assessments. Superintendent Erica Klute-Painter updated the school board on the results during a meeting this month.
So we've been kind of expecting that we knew that our kids were not going, it was going to look different when the scores came out, and that it might be a little bit shocking for people because they might be used to seeing their kids at a certain level with a certain number, and associating that and then looking at scores now. So it came in pretty much with what we thought, which is, they don't look the same as they used to. And our district did score, substantially over the state average, which was good.
The test is not pass-fail. Instead, students score in levels 1 through 4. Levels 1 and 2 are called only partially meeting standards, while levels 3 and 4 are fully meeting those marks. Klute-Painter said district staff are disappointed that there's not much more additional information that comes with the test scores.
We felt like we might receive a little more instructional information from them, a little more instructional feedback, and that's not really what's going to happen. So that was a little bit concerning. So we want to just remind everybody that we have lots of information about how kids do at school, and this is one piece of it. And this doesn't tell the whole story of your child, so don't panic.
Students took the computer-based exam last April, and district-specific results were supposed to be out earlier this year, but were delayed until this month. The new test was the topic of debate during an annual conference of the Association of Alaska School Boards in Anchorage in early November. Four local members of Petersburg's board attended that conference, and board president Sarah Holmgren called it an interesting debate.
It was really quite interesting to listen to that, because some people wanted to throw the whole assessment out and start over and get something from another state. Why are we reinventing the wheel? This is costing a lot of money. And then others were, let's not throw out the baby and the bathwater. Let's try and work on this and see if we can make it better.
Holmgren was speaking about the test results during a KFSK radio call-in show. She called the delay in results and lack of information frustrating.
Because I think of all the time and money that our district spent in just getting ready for it, and then teachers aren't even getting any sort of instructional help. A student that was struggling in something in April, and now it's November. We've lost months of possible differences or things that teachers could have been doing something different for a particular student.
Educators are emphasizing that the first year of results are just a baseline to be compared against the results in future years. The state will be mailing out reports to the district this month, and Superintendent Klute-Painter said she hoped to have them in time for parent-teacher conferences the week of November 23rd. She said teachers could answer parents' questions then, or parents could find out more information on the Department of Education's website. Students in grades 3 through 10 will be taking the exam again in the spring. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.